Good morning. It's Friday, the 13th of February. I'm Steve Smith, along with Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, starting with an event that got underway last week and is continuing through Sunday. It's Lamb Arts Regional Theater. They're presenting the musical Disney's My Son Pinocchio Jr., and that runs through Sunday, the 15th. In this telling of the classic tale, Geppetto the Toymaker is our narrator. Songs include When You Wish Upon a Star, I've Got No Strings. Shows begin at 2 o'clock with evening performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Sandy Hollow in Haywarden hosts a Winter Songbird Fun Day on Saturday. A naturalist will teach winter songbird identification and discuss adaptations in feeding. Ideas for songbird habitat as well as gardening for songbirds will be explored with an ISU Extension Master Gardener. And finally, a bird hike will be taken through the park, and that all begins at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday.
As part of the Take a Kid Outdoors initiative, the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting the Great Backyard Bird Program tomorrow. Little birders will meet at the center at 10 o'clock and then head out to identify and count the birds. Pre-registration is appreciated. Lots of bird stuff going on this
weekend. Lots of bird stuff. The Sioux City Arts Center presents the Youth Art Month exhibit, and that's going to open on Saturday, and that will run through April 5th. Works created by Siouxland artists in elementary school will be celebrated and on display. There is going to be an opening reception and an award ceremony on Sunday, and that will start at 1:30 p.m.
Your chance to be famous. You can audition for Morningside College and the Betty Linsang Summer Fine Arts Series as they audition for roles in Cats and The Sound of Music. That'll be at 5 o'clock tomorrow and from 4:30 to 6:30 on Sunday. Both of those auditions will be at the Klinger Neal Theater on the Morningside College campus. If you are interested in auditioning, you are asked to prepare 32 bars of vocal music, and you need to bring sheet music or CD accompaniment.
The Sioux City Symphony Orchestra is going to celebrate Valentine's Day with a Broadway romance with Ashley Brown, and that'll be on Saturday. She is known for originating the title role of Mary Poppins on Broadway, and Brown will join the orchestra for a program including music from Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Wicked, and, well, of course, Mary Poppins. That concert begins at 7:30 p.m., and that's at the Orpheum Theater.
Had a nice interview with Ryan Haskins, which aired here on FM 90 yesterday, and I had an interview with this fellow, Jimbo Mathis, who will be bringing his band, the Tri-State Coalition, to Sioux City's Vanguard Arts tomorrow night. He was a former leader of the band The Squirrel Nut Zippers. Now he is touring with his own band and performing music from his latest album, Dark Night of the Soul. That show gets underway tomorrow night with an opening act at 8 o'clock.
The Sioux City Public Museum will present Baseball, Olympics, and Life in Russia, and that will be on Sunday. Bob Protexter will reflect on his travels in the Soviet Union and Russia beginning in 1990 when he was a young baseball coach with very little grasp of the Russian language. That event begins at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Also on Sunday, the Woodbury County Conservation Foundation and the Dorothy Pico Nature Center are hosting Carefree Butterfly Gardening with Prairie Plants. Benjamin Vogt will share how native plants, when properly sited, are far easier to maintain and have greater wildlife value than exotic plants. He'll also be offering garden-friendly advice and speak about research on environmental and horticultural issues and philosophy. That all gets underway at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Go to woodburyparks.com.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center presents Old Time Music with Bob Bovey, and that will be on Sunday. Bovey is a Nebraska native, and he will treat the audience to American traditional music with an emphasis on Western tunes of the 19th and early 20th century, and that event begins at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Also on Sunday, the All-America Concert Band presents a salute to Morningside College Education Department. The band will be performing The Hounds of Spring, Riders for the Flag, Swings the Thing, and Drummer's Delight, among other selections. That concert starts at 2:30, and that'll be held in Epley Auditorium.
Wayne State College will host the Winter Choir Concert this coming Monday in the Ramsey Theater on the college campus. The concert will feature performances by the Wayne State College Concert Choir, the Chorale, and the Madrigal Singers. There will be a polychoral work by Gabrielli and Coronation Anthem No. 3 by Handel, several English madrigals from the Renaissance, and part songs by Elgar and Brahms. And that event begins at 7:30 p.m. on Monday.
As part of the One Book, One Sioux Land, the Sioux City Public Library is screening the film Monuments Men. That'll be on Tuesday, February 17th. George Clooney plays George Stout in the film. George Stout, I did not know this, was a native of Winterset, Iowa. His purpose is to save Europe's art from the Nazi regime. That'll be at 2 o'clock in the main library. Go to siouxcitylibrary.org to find out more.
Entrepalooza kicks off Wednesday at Springboard Co-working with a speed networking event, and that will start at 5:30 p.m. Students and business leaders are invited to get together in the spirit of entrepreneurship and exchange information and ideas. Now, the following night, Thursday, a consulting fair will take place at right here, Western Iowa Tech Community College, in the Advanced Science Building, and that will take place from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. There's going to be other events that are going to be on Thursday, and it will continue through when Swimming with the Sharks takes place on February 26th.
So getting several days worth of stuff out of the way for Entrepalooza. Northwestern College is hosting a day of learning to focus on faith and art on Wednesday, February 18th. Musician, writer, and film director Steve Taylor will be the keynote speaker. He'll be presenting his latest film, Blue Like Jazz, and that'll be shown at 7 o'clock in Christ Chapel. Then he'll lead a discussion on Thursday morning at the Vogel Community Room, and that'll be at 11 a.m.
The Woodbury County Conservation Board and the Dorothy Pico Nature Center are collaborating to present Solar Power, and that'll be next Thursday. A representative of King of Trails Solar will lead an on-site demonstration of a working solar-powered apartment building, and that is located at 5400 Hamilton Boulevard. Then the event will move to the First Congregational United Church of Christ at 4600 Hamilton, not that far away. Meetup time is 4 o'clock p.m., and that will be on Thursday, February 19th.
And finally, Dort College is hosting the awards ceremony for the Prairie Grass Film Challenge next Friday, February 20th. The films considered were written, shot, and edited over 2 days in January. After the ceremony, the films will be made available online for a 10-day period, and viewers can select their favorite for the People's Choice Award. The ceremony will be at the B.J. Hahn Auditorium beginning at 8 o'clock, and again, that'll be next Friday. Go to dort.edu if you would like to find out more. That about covers it for this week. If you have an event that you would like publicized, you can certainly be more than welcome to email that information to us at this email address. It's kwitpsa@witcc.edu. For my co-host Joanne Fox and executive producer Mark Munger, I'm Steve Smith. We'll leave you with music this morning performed by Ashley Brown, who is the featured highlight with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra this week. Again, for FM 90, I'm Steve Smith.
Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. Lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.